From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Robert Frost's poem, My November Guest, begins, "My sorrow, when she's here with me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are as beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane." The stark natural beauty of November in New Hampshire's forests and mountains is an acquired taste. After the leaves have all fallen and dense herbaceous vegetation dies back, there's an expansive, open, airy quality to late autumn. The woods seem bleak and empty. The forest feels forlorn, particularly on raw, damp, gunmetal gray days. With the biting wind and the threat of snow squalls in the foothills, it feels a bit like the Scottish Highlands. Increased visual penetration into the woods reveals contours of lichen-crusted stone walls and hidden cellar holes. Distinctive silhouettes of leafless apple trees, witch hazel bushes, and other arboreal anomalies are suddenly conspicuous. Faint rustling in fallen leaves, falling acorns, and jeering blue jays echo amid the oaks. Mossy brooks trickle beneath a veneer of ice in the deep shade of dark hemlocks where winter is poised to reemerge. The forest is hushed, portending snow. Weak rays of sunlight slant from the southwest at 3 o'clock. Low-level light makes me sleepy, and lethargic as a black bear circling a den site where he'll sleep away the next 4 months. Frost ends November Guest with, "Not yesterday I learned to know the love of bare November days before the coming of the snow, but it were vain to tell her so, and they are better for her praise." Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.